感谢我们在座诸位问安。
Hallelujah. Greetings of peace to all seated here.
感谢主耶稣，让我们聚集在他的面前。
We thank the Lord Jesus that we are able to gather before him.
来献出这个预备进入安息日的夜晚。
And we are able to enter into the Sabbath this evening.
愿主耶稣大大赐福给你们。
May Lord Jesus bless you all greatly.
今天是教会安排，教会的圣洁这个主题的第六节。
Today is the sixth session of the sanctification of the church.
要跟大家一起来查考圣经中的分别为圣。
And I'd like to discuss with everybody about sanctification in the Bible.
我们先一起来看以赛亚书30章21节。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21.
以赛亚书30章21节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21.
你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说：“这是正路，要行在其间。”
And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk on it." And when you turn to the right, or when you turn to the left.
或向左，或向右，在其间是什么意思
？What does it mean to walk in it, whether you turn to the right or when you turn to the left?
其实圣经中的左右啊。以及真正的中间是神的正道了。
So when we're talking about right and left, what is in the center is the truth of God.
所以这一条正路我们要走在中间，这一条正路就是通往得救。
This is the correct path, and it is the path to salvation.
再换一句话，就是到底能不能最后到神的面前。
In other words, it is the path that determines whether you can reach God.
如同神给我们的启示与期待，我们最终每一位都能够跟神同住。
So, with the revelation and hope of that is given by God, we hope that we can also dwell with Him in the future.
那这条路到底是什么路呢
？What is this pathway?
要怎么样才能够见到神呢
？How do we see God?
我们一起来看新约圣经希伯来书12章14节。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14.
希伯来书12章14节
Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14
你们要追求与众人和睦并要追求圣洁非圣洁没有人能见主
Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord
所以这一条路其实也可以称为圣洁的道路了
This way can also be known as the way of holiness
只有神是圣的
Only God is holy.
他赐给我们的路就是成圣的路。
And the way that He has given us is the pathway to holiness.
所以有其他教派的朋友说，他是一个朝圣者，虽然这不是圣经里面的名词，也可以啦。
So there are those who seek to be holy.
谈到这一条神眼中的正路。
When we are talking about the right way in God's sight.
我们一般人可能会想说，这个偏左跟偏右到底是什么意思呢
？Some may wonder what it means to go right or to go left.
啊，不管左跟右，可能偏一个方向啊，比较常发生的就是做的不够。
No matter if it's right or left, it usually means that we have not done enough.
换一句话就是没有办法达到神设下的标准。
We have not been able to meet the standard that God has set.
但是其实有另外一种状况，我们几天前提过了，叫做右偏更另外一边呢。
We also have talked about a few days ago, how someone can be deviant.
那就是做超过了，做过头了。
It is surpassing and doing too much.
无论是偏左还是偏右，都是偏离正路了。
No matter if you have gone to the left or the right, you have deviated from the correct path.
可能也就是我们一般所用的是叫做离道啦。
You have left the correct way.
除去我们一般所知道那做不够的那一部分。
If we not think about how we haven't met the standard.
那什么叫做过头？我们几天前也拿出来一起思考。
We have discussed a few days ago what it means to do too much.
我们引用了约翰二书的第九节，我们先不翻了哈。
We refer to 2 John verse 9.
我们那里说，凡越过基督的教训，不常守着的，就没有神。
So it says here that everyone who goes on ahead and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God.
我们之前讲过了，这个越过啊，就是在前面带领啦。
If we have gone on ahead, we are leading at the front.
哇，他的说法，他的做法啊，好像比耶稣更先进啊，比耶稣更有爱心啊。
What they say and do seems to be better than Jesus Christ.
比如说爱这个字。
when we talk about love.
许多我们其他教派的朋友们
our friends in other denominations,
恐怕在这件事情上容易有过犯了
they may go on ahead in this matter.
所以他们说哎呀怎么可以把那一些严重违反圣经的弟兄姐妹给除名呢
They may say, how can you excommunicate those who have committed a great sin against what's
recorded
in the Bible?
除名这件事是没有爱的。
They say that it is not loving if you excommunicate someone.
又说啊 ,LGBT 这些朋友也是人啊。
They say that, LGBT friends are human.
好像不认同他们之间的感情跟婚姻我们就爱心不够。
And if you do not acknowledge the love, and the relationship between them, then you do not have enough love.
那我们再想想爱的对立是什么
So what is the opposite of love?
大部分的人都会说是恨啊
Most will say it is hate.
可是曾经也有一个基督教派的朋友他说爱的对立其实不是恨是冷漠或冷淡、啊、
But there has been a Christian friend who has said that the opposite of love is not hate, but it is ambivalence.
其实以圣经中神的角度来说还有另外一种是爱的对立叫什么呢
And if we look at the Bible, there is another, opposite to love. What is it?
叫做乱爱。
It is to love wrongly.
是照着我们人自己的喜好以及思考再去爱的不是照着神的。
It is loving according to our own interests and what we, like, rather than God's standard.
虽然也是爱啊但是爱的都不是神爱的。
Even though it is love, we are not loving what God loves.
那上次跟大家提过了，我们基督徒该不该恨呢
？We also mentioned whether Christians ought to hate.、
这个好像是在讲启示录的时候有讲啦。
This is what's mentioned in Revelation.
所以进一步再去思考，不是我们这些基督徒啊。
If we think about it, it is not us Christians.
我们更要去思考，因为我们是跟随基督的，我们去思考基督。
We are following Christ, so we should think about Christ.
基督有没有爱?
Does Christ have love?
有。
He does.
基督有没有恨?
Does Christ have hate?
也有啊。
He also does.
所以我们在查考启示录二章六节跟二十节的时候都有讲过啦现在不翻啦。
So this is mentioned in Revelation chapter 6, verse 2 and 20.
为什么要讲基督的爱跟恨呢?
Why does it talk about the love and hate of Christ?
如果我们认识不清楚啊你渐渐前面跟着的那一个就不是基督了哦。
If we are unsure about, what it is, then we are not sure about who we are following.
是自己想象出来的神。
It is a God that we have imagined for ourselves.
是自己造出来的基督。
It is a Christ that we have conjured up ourselves.
我曾经看过一本书啊就在写人可以自己造自己的基督啊。
I once read a book describing how humans can create a Christ for themselves.
所以为什么之中他所相信的怎么都跟我们圣经里面领受的都不一样啦
Why is it that what they believe in is different to what is recorded in the Bible?
所以要走好神的正路
In order to walk on the right way of God
再换一句话说就是要以基督的圣心为我们的心啊
We need to have the holy heart of Christ as our own
不要爱不够
We shouldn't be inadequate in our love
也不要爱过头
Nor should we loveOverly.
要爱基督所爱的
We need to love what Christ loves.
也要恨基督所恨的
And hate what Christ hates.
那所以对我们来讲呢这就是所谓的圣洁之道啊
This is the way of holiness.
简单讲那圣经里面怎么讲圣洁呢
How does the Bible describe holiness?
首先告诉我们圣洁跟世俗之间是有界限的
There is a division between what is holy and what is secular.
所以这个界限我们分三小点来讲。
And we will talk about this division using three points.
第一个所谓的圣跟俗绝对不是我们个人内心所认定跟感受的而已。
Firstly, what is deemed as holy and what is secular is not based on our own feelings.
哇看到一个人穿着全身的白衣服然后脸上他的表情是多么的柔和啊他的脸是多么的漂亮啊你就觉得他圣洁了吗
Would you think someone is holy if they are clothed in white and they have a beautiful, gentle expression on their face?
然后看到一个在路边拿着一个碗向你讨钱的。
And then you see somebody who is on the streets asking you for food.
全身
for money.
又脏。
They are dirty.
然后又充满了尿骚味。
And they smell.
所以他就不圣洁了吗？
Would they be not holy?
当这两种人走进会堂的时候，你们会安排这两种人坐在什么位置呢？
When these two people come into the chapel, where would you arrange for them to sit?
我们的圣跟俗是用看到的吗？
So do we judge what is holy and what is secular based on what we see?
我们的圣跟俗是用感觉的吗？
Do we determine what is holy or secular based on our feelings?
如果我们只是觉得这是内心的问题，
If we think this is an eternal matter,
但是我们的做法行为却跟其他不信耶稣的人一样了，
But how we act is different to those who believe in Jesus.
有一种宗教追求者啊，他说啊，宗教就是关乎内心。
There are some religions that think about religion as something that is only internal.
他觉得他的行为跟内心是可以分开的，叫做灵肉二分呢。
They feel like what is going on the inside is separate to their behaviors.
所以他们讲一种观念，叫做酒肉可以穿肠过，但是他的神可以留在他的心中。
So they think that the food that they eat will pass through them, but God will remain within them.
各位注意啊，圣经不是这么讲的，不是这么讲的啊。
This is not what the Bible says.
所以圣洁，我们来看罗马书六章十九节。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 6 verse 19.
请看罗马书六章十九节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 19.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
Verse 19, I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification.
各位注意，这里讲的是成圣跟肢体的关系，有没有注意到？
Can we see the relationship here between becoming holy and the flesh?
所以圣经当中的圣不圣洁啊，在神的眼中，除了心之外，绝对跟我们的肢体与行为有关。
So holiness does not only concern our heart, but also our actions.
另外一个新约经文也是这样强调。
There is another New Testament verse that makes the same emphasis.
请一起来看彼得前书第一章第五节。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
彼得前书一章五节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 5.
你们这因信蒙神能力，我看一下，十五节，十五节。
Verse 15.
那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
这里强调我们要在什么？什么上面圣洁啊？
In what way should we be holy?
要在一切我们所做的事上。
In all our conduct.
我们来看旧约诗篇110篇的第三节。
Let us turn to Psalm 110 verse 3.
今天晚上会翻多一点的经节，因为在讲圣经呢。
We will be referring to many Bible verses today because we are talking about the Bible.
诗篇110篇第三节。
Psalm 110 verse 3.
当你掌权的日子，你的名要以圣洁的装饰为衣，甘心牺牲自己。你的名多如清晨甘露。阿们。
Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments. From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours.
好，这里中间告诉我们神的子民会以圣洁的装饰为衣啊。
It talks about here how the people of God will be clothed in holy garments.
这个衣在启示录十九章告诉我们，就是圣徒所行的义。
In Revelation 19, it talks about how the garments refer to the righteous acts of the saints.
所以这里不是告诉我们，我们的衣裳要穿得多高贵、多漂亮，不是这样子而已啊。
It is not telling us here that we need to wear really high-end clothing.
而是我们会做出什么样的行为。
Instead, it is talking about our actions.
所以第一个观念，圣洁绝对不只是内心的感受跟认定，绝对不是这样子。
The first concept we must know is that holiness is not something that only relates to what we feel.
第二个小点，圣经告诉我们，这个圣跟俗啊，没有模糊空间的，没有模糊的。
Secondly, there is no gray area between what is holy and what is secular.
我们一起来看旧约圣经出埃及记十九章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记十九章的二十三节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 23.
二十三节，摩西对耶和华说。百姓不能上西乃山，因为你已经嘱咐我们说，要在山的四围定界限，叫山成圣。阿们。
Verse 23, And Moses said to the Lord, The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you yourself warned us, saying, Set limits around the mountain and consecrate it.
这里告诉我们，神要叫一座山成圣，第一件事情是做出界限啊，界限这个字要框起来啊。
We see here that when God was trying to consecrate a mountain, He made limits around it. There was a boundary.
没有模糊空间说，诶，到底哪里才算是上山呢？坡度多少啊？距离多少啊？没有，那一条线画好了。
There was no gray area. There was a clear boundary.
好，所以这个界限其实就是见得到、看得到的。
This boundary can be seen.
那第三小点，圣经告诉我们，其实圣洁是讲从内而外。内外要同时重视啊。
The third point is holiness must be aligned. It must start from what's inside and emit to what's outside, and it needs to be aligned.
我们请来看新约圣经提摩太后书第三章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
第二节。
Verse 2.
提摩太后书三章二节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2.
因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。第三节
Verse 3.
无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善。第四节
4.
卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱耶乐，不爱神。阿们。
Verse 2. Therefore an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. Verse 4. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive.
这是末世的众生相，众生相就是所有人的样子啊。
This is the image of people in the last days.
我们再注意第二节最后，这里讲到不圣洁，是在强调什么的不圣洁？
Where is the unholiness seen at the end of verse 2?
是在讲心。
So it is talking about the heart.
别人看不到的那个部分呢？
It is where people cannot see.
我们可以装假的那一个部分呢？
The bit where we can pretend.
所以神是看内心啊。
God looks at the heart.
可是这个心我们如何感受到呢
?But how do we feel the heart?
来我们看马太福音15章的18节。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 15 verse 18.
请看马太福音15章18节。
Matthew chapter 15 verse 18.
18到20节。
Until verse 20.
十八节，唯独出口的是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤读。二十节，这都是污秽人的。至于不洗手吃饭，那却不污秽人。阿们。
Verse 18, but what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. 19, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft.False witness, slander, 20. These are what defile a person, but to eat what with unwashed hands does not defile anyone.
心怎么样，久了以后，你的言行啊，就会渐渐露出马脚了。
The actions will start to reflect what the heart is like.
当然这一节，马太福音15章18节是告诉我们出口，什么东西会出口呢？
Matthew chapter 15 verse 18 is talking about what comes from the mouth.
因为当时有些人在跟耶稣说你跟你的门徒没有洗好手诶。
Some people at the time were telling Jesus and his disciples how they had not washed their hands.
不清洁。
They were unclean.
那如果有人突然走进教会来，他全身尿骚味，全身都是破衣服。
But if someone
我们也会告诉他吗？
Walk into a church with a stench, with holy clothing, would we tell them?
对啊，我们不故意这样穿，因为神让我们有能力穿好的。
So we don't deliberately dress in this way because God has given us the means to dress us in a different way.
可是我们出去寻找我们弟兄姐妹的时候，也是寻找那一些穿好吃好的而已嘛。
But when we are out there seeking for our brothers and sisters, do we only look for those who can eat well and dress well?
我到现在过了快一个月了，我还为一件事情想到就很后悔。
I have been here for 1 month now, and I always regret one matter.
我在基督城教会的外面的道路上面，突然遇到了一个白种的 kiwi.
Outside the church in Christchurch, I met a Caucasian, a kiwi.
他突然把我拦下来，
男生，
叫我停下来。啊，是男生。
So he stopped me.
然后跟我说 ，Do you have money?
And he asked me, Do you have money?
然后穿的跟我们一样。
He was dressed the same as us.
然后他伸出手来。
And he reached out his hand.
那时候啊，因为我想说我口袋里面，我突然那一秒钟想到我口袋里面没有5块钱，没有10块钱，只有50块。
And at that moment, I remembered that I didn't have $5 nor $10, but I did have a $50 note.
结果我说谎了。
And I lied.
不是我说谎，我英文不好，我不知道怎么回应他，我就摇一摇头。我一开始都 I don't understand.
I just shook my head. I said I don't understand.
结果这一个弟兄啊，他就说 That's okay, that's okay. 然后他就走了。
And this man said it is okay and left.
我到现在都很后悔。
This is something I regret until now.
我应该把口袋的钱全部拿出来给他，我也不会死。
I should have taken all the money I had for that person. I wouldn't die because of that.
你们说，哎，那很多是骗人的，随便懒惰要钱的，对呀。
And you may say, well, these people can be scammers. They may be lazy and was trying to trick me for money.
我也知道，我也不是傻子。
And I said, I know, I'm not stupid.
那万一是他那100个里面真正那个时候缺钱的呢
？But what if he was someone truly in need?
圣经说，借给穷人的，就是借给神。
So if we are lending, the Bible says if we are lending to the poor, we are lending to God.
我现在在各位面前向神认罪。
And before everybody, I would like to admit my wrong before God.
求神赦免我。
And may God forgive me.
我到现在很后悔，没有把口袋里面的钱都拿出来给他。
Something that I still regret until now, the fact that I didn't give my money to this person.
因为那一秒钟，我觉得那太多了。
Because at that
我又不是很有钱。
Moment in time, I felt that was a lot of money, and I am not rich myself.
所以啊，我的心怎么样？我在想我的心是怎么样。
So when we talk about the heart, and I think about my own heart.
你们这么尊敬我是一个传道，我觉得有时候我连一个基督徒都不配。
You may respect me as a preacher, but at times I feel like I am not worthy to even be a Christian.
我们可以讲得很好听。
We can speak beautiful words.
但是神更重视的是我们的心口要合一啊。
But what God esteems is whether our heart and our mouth are aligned.
因为我们最终讲出来的是从心出来的。
What we say comes from the heart.
所以圣经告诉我们，圣俗是必须从内而外，也内外合一啊。
When we are talking about holiness and what is secular, we need to remember that it needs to come from the heart and come to the outside, and this needs to be aligned.
讲求的成圣是由内而外的。
The holiness that we pursue must start from the internal side.
再来，圣经告诉我们第二大点，分别为圣是出于神的旨意跟吩咐。
So the second main point is that it is God's command for us to be holy.
我们一开始说，这不是我们内心的认定跟感受啊。
We have talked about how this is not merely what we think or feel.
那我们来看旧约圣经利未记20章第7节。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 20 verse 7.
利未记二十章第七节。
Leviticus chapter 20 verse 7.
所以你们要自洁成圣，因为我是耶和华你们的神。Amen.
Consecrate yourself, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God.
今天问我们基督徒为什么要追求圣洁呢？
If we ask Christians today, why is it that we need to pursue holiness?
因为神命令我们要这样子，就是这样子而已。
As simple as it is a command from God.
我们再来看旧约出埃及记十九章的第六节。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 19, verse 6.
出埃及记十九章的第六节。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。阿们。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel.
所以神从在他还没有道成肉身来之前，就一直吩咐我们要成为圣洁。
God has been commanding us to be holy since before he came in the flesh.
那接下来我们就要开始思考了，讲这么多圣洁，到底什么才是圣洁呢？
Now we need to think about what holiness truly is.
所以在耶稣还没有来之前啊，你看，我们刚刚看的这个经节是出埃及记十九章哦。
The Bible verse we refer to just then is Exodus chapter 19.
在座诸位弟兄姐妹，你们对圣经很熟的，神的十诫以及他的典章、律例、规则，什么时候开始？
At one point did God give the Ten Commandments as well as His other laws and statutes?
就是这一章的下一章，出埃及记二十章，你要记起来。
It is in the next.
十诫从这里开始颁布了。
Next chapter in Exodus chapter 20 onwards.
所以神之前一直在讲的，你们要成为圣洁的国民，你们要成圣，什么什么，讲了一大堆听不懂，从23开始都告诉你怎么样成圣。
So previously God has been telling them that they have to be a holy nation, and from chapter 20 onwards he tells them how.
第一个讲的就是我们所知道的十诫。
The first one of this is the Ten Commandments.
接下来23开始讲各种律例。
And then many laws followed that.
典章跟规矩一直讲下去。
And statutes and regulations.
所以在耶稣还没有来之前啊，如果这些都遵守的，那就叫圣洁。这是在旧约时期。
Before anyone who kept all of these before Jesus came, is holy. So that is the Old Testament.
那今天我们是新约时期啦，我们是信耶稣基督。
We are now in the New Testament time and we believe in Jesus Christ.
其实耶稣基督也就是旧约里面这一位神啊。
Jesus Christ is the God of the Old Testament.
但是在今天来引导我们的是更高层次啦。
But he is leading us to a higher level.
有人说，传道你一直引用的经文都是旧约的经文呢？我们是新约耶。
Some people may say, Preacher, you are quoting from the Old Testament scriptures, but we are in the New Testament time.
那我们现在来看一个经节，就把新旧约全部都灌起来了。
Now let us look at a verse that will connect the Old with the New Testament.
我们请看以弗所书第一章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
以弗所书第一章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。 Amen.
Even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him.
这里告诉我们，神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们。
It tells us here that God has chosen us before the foundation of the world in Christ.
这个有没有包含在旧约里面呢？
Does
旧约时期的。
Is the Old Testament times included in this?
有啊，新旧约所有这些信神的人都是在基督里啦。
It is. So all those who believe in God, whether in the Old Testament or New Testament, are encompassed in this.
拣选我们有一个目的，是要让我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵，要记起来，这是新约经文啊。
And we are chosen so that we can be holy and blameless.
神的目的从来都没有变过。
The purpose of God has never changed.
这不分旧约跟新约的。
So we do not need to differentiate between Old and New Testament.
所以今天你听到什么都忘记了，你至少要记起来，圣洁是我们基督徒的最重要的目标。
So even if you remember nothing else from the sermon today, remember that holiness is the key goal that we need to pursue as Christians.
好，所以接下来我们要讲第三大点呢，成圣的根基跟标准是什么呢？
Now, the third main point we will talk about, what is the foundation and the standard of holiness?
我们请来看约翰福音17章的17节。
Let us turn to John chapter 17 verse 17.
约翰福音17章17节。
John chapter 17 verse 17.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them in the truth, your word is truth.
十八节，你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们到世上。十九节，我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。阿门。
Verse 18, as you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. 19, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth.
所以各位弟兄姐妹，今天我们在新约时期如何成圣？
So brothers and sisters, how can we be holy in the New Testament era?
主耶稣这三句话记得哦，他自己先分别为圣，也叫我们这些跟随他被他所选的也要成圣，你们看到了。
From here, we can see that Jesus has first consecrated himself, and all of his followers must also do this.
请注意19节最后，我们因什么而能成圣？
And by which can we be sanctified?
因真理。
In the truth.
真理就是耶稣基督口中所出的一切话跟吩咐。
The truth refers to what Jesus has said, all of the commandments he has given.
所以旧约出埃及记十九章的成圣是接下来神所宣布的那一些所有的诫命典章律例等等。
The holiness mentioned in Exodus chapter 19 refers to all of the commandments, the laws, the statutes, the regulations that were described following that.
今天耶稣来叫我们要因真理成圣，你知道吗？这个标准没有减少啊。规矩好像少很多，可是标准更完全更高啦。
Now Jesus has come, and the way that we can be holy and sanctified is by the truth. So even though it seems like we have less regulations to follow, the standard is higher than before.
所以我们在旧约里面看到的那么多多如牛马的规定，都跟看得见的行为有关而已。
All of the regulations that we see in the Old Testament relate to external behaviors that we can see.
主耶稣来啦。好像很多的规矩不用遵守了，可是更重视那看不到的心跟灵。
Jesus has come, and it seems like there are many regulations and rules that we no longer have to follow. But what he emphasized on is our heart and our spirit.
所以看见一个异性心里面动一念，这就是与他犯奸淫啊，这个标准何等高啊！
So how great is this standard when it is counted as adultery when we see somebody and lust after them?
我可以一辈子不嫁不娶，但是我的心中有一念的话，看见一个人就动一念，这个在神的眼中就犯奸淫了，这不是旧约的层次，你没发现？
I may never marry, but if I see someone and have lustful thoughts, then I have committed adultery. This is not the standard of the Old Testament.
可是旧约我们有些圣徒前辈却已经做到了。
But this is something that some saints of old have kept.
难怪有一个人在神的口中连续讲三次，这个人完全正直，远离恶事。
So there is somebody who was described to be righteous and to flee from evil.
他可不是只有行为完全跟正直啊。
This person was not only pure and righteous in their external behavior.
这个在约伯记当中的古圣徒约伯，他跟自己的眼睛相约，不敢把自己的眼神停在处女身上啊，他是在跟心做约定，你了解吗？
Job, a saint of old, made a vow with his eyes to not lay his eyes on a virgin, so he was actually making a vow with his own heart.
神没有要求到他这个层次，甚至那个时候连十诫都还没有。God, 约伯是听说是66卷里面最早的。
God had not placed this kind of requirement on him, so he did it himself, and he was one of the oldest saints because Job, the book of Job, was one of the oldest in the 66 books of the Bible.
有人查考约伯，甚至比亚伯拉罕还要早。
Some people say that Job was there before Abraham.
所以那个时候连神的诫命都没有，他就懂得用这样子用心去敬拜神，难怪神这么欣赏他。
So it is no wonder that God admired him because he knew how to revere God from his heart before the Ten Commandments were even given.
所以神的话对我们来讲很重要啊。
The word of God is very important to us.
耶稣讲过的话对我们来讲很重要啊。
The words that were spoken by Jesus are important to us.
我们再来看哥林多前书六章十一节。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11.
哥林多前书六章十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 11.
你们中间也有人从前是这样，但如今你们奉主耶稣基督的名，并借着我们神的灵，已经洗净成圣称义了。
And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God.
这里告诉我们，我们除了借着真理成圣，这里还要借着真理的圣灵，要借着神的灵来成圣。
Other than being sanctified by the truth, it tells us here that we need to be sanctified by the Spirit of God.
无论在真理或者在圣灵里面的生活，
No matter if it is our life according to the truth or the spirit.
这两个层面我们都需要神的帮助啊。
We need God's help in both aspects.
也需要我们的态度跟行动。
This, we need to pay attention to our attitude and our behaviors.
成圣的标准是出于神。
The standard of sanctification is set by God.
有人问我说，传道，那我们现在算不算圣徒呢？
Some people may ask me, preacher, are we counted as saints?
因为我们很不完全。
Because we are imperfect.
不只是你们，我自己常常反省，我自己也觉得我到处都不完全。
Not just you, I often find my imperfections.
所以我从来没有觉得我是一个什么好传道，我觉得我是一个努力往标杆直跑的基督徒而已。
I do not see myself as a good preacher, instead I see myself as a Christian that is putting in a lot of effort towards a goal.
可是小天哥，各位是不是圣徒？
So,are we saints?
是啊，当我们已经接受洗礼，又领受真理的圣灵，我们就是属神的人啊，我们就是属圣的人，就叫做圣徒啦。
So we are saints because we have received the Holy Spirit and the washing of the blood, so we are saints.
虽然我们是圣徒，可是我们却是有各种的缺点。
Although we are saints, we also have many imperfections.
所以我讲接下来说成圣啊，不是某一个时间点，这样大家理解吧。
So the next thing I want to talk about is that holiness is not related to a particular time point.
在我愿意接受耶稣为我的神，接受他赦罪重生的喜的那个时候，我就称为圣徒。
I am regarded as a saint from the moment that I believe in Jesus and receive his baptism.
但是成圣是一个过程，是一条道路，从一开始我们看就是这个意思啦。
But sanctification is a process, it is a pathway that we have to embark on.
所以那个时候，我洗礼之后，我是圣徒，但我不是一个完美的圣人。要想清楚啊。
After baptism, we are saints, but we are not a perfect holy person.
可是我们却一直现在在座诸位，你们都在走这一条成圣的路。
But we are all on this pathway towards sanctification.
更简单讲，我用一句不是圣经里面的话。
So in other words, I will use a phrase that is not in the Bible.
成圣是你认知到这一个身份之后。
So holiness comes after you understand the status.
必须借着时间去完成的生活方式。
And you need to live out this type of life through time.
所以你问我谁是真正的圣人，我会说我们都是圣徒。
So if you ask me who is a truly holy person, I will reply saying that we are saints.
但是我们走在这条成圣的道路上，手牵手，心连心。
We are walking on this pathway hand in hand, heart.Connected to heart towards
sanctification. 我们每一个人都是朝圣者。
We are all pilgrims.
好，那成圣的结果是什么呢？如果我问你一句，成圣的结果是什么？
What is the final outcome of sanctification?
我们来看罗马书六章二十二节，就是这么简单呢。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 2.
罗马书六章的二十二节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 22.
但现今你们既从罪里得了释放，做了神的奴仆，就有成圣的果子，那结局就是永生。阿们。
But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end eternal life.
所以啊，成圣的果子结局就是永生。
The end to sanctification is eternal life.
永生不是因为行善而得到的。
Eternal life is not something you obtain by doing good deeds.
永生也不是想象就能得到的。
Nor is it something that we can obtain through our imagination.
我们可以说，今天我们要接受洗礼，要圣灵，要怎么样怎样讲一堆，最简单的两个字，如何得到永生？要成圣。就是这样子。
We may talk about baptism or receiving the Holy Spirit, but the true way to obtain eternal life is to be sanctified.
好，那第五大点，相对于圣经当中所提到的圣洁，它相反的词汇是什么？
So the fifth point, we will talk about what is the opposite of holiness in the Bible.
好，时间关系，我给大家经节，你们回去再翻啦，我们不翻啦。
Because of time, I will give the Bible verses, but we won't flip to them.
第一个叫做有瑕疵的或可责备的。用这样的字。
So the first one we will talk about is what is flawed.
在哥罗西书一章二十二节就是讲这个。
This is in Colossians chapter 1 verse 22.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书四章七节。
In First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 7.
那里把圣洁用另外一个对照叫做沾染污秽。
It talks about impurity as the contrary to holiness.
在提摩太前书一章九节告诉我们。
In First Timothy chapter 1 verse 9 it tells us.
用另外一个字叫做不圣洁的。
It talks about what is unholy.
好，那我们最后一点时间，我们就要把圣经里面经文提到的这一些事再做进一步思考。
So with the remaining time, we would like to talk about some issues in the Bible.
那大家可能很想知道，到底什么样的行为跟思考才算圣洁或不圣洁呢？
We might be wondering what are the types of behaviors or thoughts that is holy or not holy.
我根据圣经给我的理路，圣经叫做负面表列，这样大家知道吗？就是列出不可以做的啦。
So the Bible lists out things that we cannot do.
我觉得圣经用负面表列啊，是在释放我们。
So the Bible lists the things we cannot do, and this method frees us.
比如说，我们在生活当中，如果可以做100件事或500件事，圣经不是告诉我们几百件事算圣洁，这样追求不完呢？
So the Bible does not tell us that there are 100 things that we must do to be holy.
圣经减轻我们的负担，只告诉我们几样不可以做的。其他就不算污秽或不圣洁啦。
So the Bible lightens our burden and tells us there are a few things we cannot do, otherwise we will be counted as impure.
那从经文我们列出大概九项，我们很快的再想一想。
We will quickly go through nine.
第一项呢，最广义的，不遵守主耶稣跟神命令的，就是不圣洁，不遵守。
Firstly, you are unholy if you do not obey what God or Jesus has commanded.
好，我们来看民数记十五章第四十节。民数记十五章四十节。
Numbers chapter 15, verse 40.
民数记十五章四十节。
Numbers 15, verse 40.
使你们纪念遵行我一切的命令，成为圣洁，归于你们的神。阿们。
So you shall remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your God.
从旧约到新约，这同一位神告诉我们，要遵行神一切的命令，这个可以称为圣洁。
The same God has told us from the Old Testament until the New Testament that we can become holy by obeying His commandments.
这个精神是一样的，所以我们现在先不看旧约经文呢、啊。
This is the same attitude, so we will stop looking at the Old Testament verses.
那我们想想，耶稣来到世界上，吩咐我们几件主要的事是什么呢？
Let us think about what were some of the things that Jesus commanded us to do while he was on earth.
有没有叫我们要常常去饶恕我们自己的仇敌？
Did he tell us often to forgive our enemies?
所以你没有常常饶恕，你就不圣洁。
So you are unholy if you do not forgive.
有没有叫我们要去爱我们自己的仇敌，不是去爱神的跟教会的哦，你不要去爱别人，爱自己的仇敌跟你作对的。
So did he tell us that we have to love our own enemies, not the enemies of God nor the church, but our own enemies?
你不爱你就不圣洁。
If you do not love them, then you are not holy.
有没有叫你们去祝福那咒诅你们的？
Did he tell us to bless those who curse us?
你没有祝福那咒诅你骂你的，你就不圣洁啊。
You are not holy if you do not go and bless those who curse you.
你说传道那么严格，我完全是照圣经。圣经说遵守遵行他一切吩咐的，就成为圣洁嘛。
You may ask me, preacher, why are you so strict? But I am talking according to the Bible. Those who do His commandments are holy.
小弟不要再讲下去了，这么多经文你们都读过了。
So I will not continue on because you have read these Bible verses.
你知道吗？当你做出那一些事之后，人家会看见你身上在放光的。
When you are able to achieve these things, people will see that you are glowing.
所以第一个最重要的就是遵行神的命令，这可以让我们成为圣洁。不遵行就不圣洁了，负面表列。
So the first point is that we are holy if we obey God's commandments, and we are not holy if we do not obey them.
我们来看第二项。
Secondly,
请看，帖撒罗尼迦前书四章。
Second Thessalonians chapter
三节跟到五节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 to verse 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节到五节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3 to 5.
神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。第四节。
Four.
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。第五节。
Five.
不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。Amen.
For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God.
所以这里告诉我们第二个很重要的，不止这里啦，我都是举代表性的经节而已，不止这里。
So it mentions here, but it is not only mentioned here. I'm just choosing one as a representative verse.
所以如果我们有这种邪淫的行为，淫行，那就不圣洁了。
We are not holy if we commit sexual immorality.
那什么叫做淫行呢？
What does sexual immorality refer to?
最简单的就是不在神所设立一男一女婚姻当中的任何性行为跟性关系，就是淫行。
So it is any sexual relationship that happens outside of the marriage between a man and a wife.
所以这里强调要守着自己的身体啊。
It says here that we have to keep our own bodies.
不是只有守着自己的感情跟心啊。
We don't only keep our own emotions and our heart.
这是第二项的这一种性方面的问题，我们要特别的注意。
So the matters pertaining to sexual immorality needs our attention.
那第三样呢？
Thirdly.
在旧约里面，包括利未记整个十一章
，It is recorded in Leviticus chapter 11。
包括生命记的十四章，我们不翻了。
Deuteronomy chapter 14。
都有告诉我们饮食上什么要注意啊
？Talks about what we need to be careful of in our diet。
所以利未记十一章还分成天空飞的、地上跑的、水中游的，还有到处爬的。
So the in Leviticus, the food is divided into what is in the air, on the land, in the water, or crawling.
那生命记十四章讲到更包括自己死掉的，或者你用那个母羊的奶去煮那一只羊的小羊都不可以，很多规定啊。
Deuteronomy chapter 14 talks about those that have died by themselves or cooking the young and the milk of the mother. So there are many regulations here.
可是这些旧约啊，今天我们好像都不用守了，对不对
？It seems like this is the Old Testament that we don't keep today.
按照道理说啊，连龙虾、螃蟹我们都不能吃了。
Because if we abide by this, then we cannot eat of crab or lobster.
那现在为什么不用守呢？因为主来了，他给我们一个更重要的，也让我们更清醒的命令啊。
So the reason we don't keep this is because the Lord has come and has given us an even clearer command.
那有人会问说，那旧约规定这么多，有什么意义呢？
Some may say, then, what was the point of having so many regulations in the Old Testament?
那些意义啊，都是为了让地面上神的百姓用几千年的时间去熟记这些，最后转成属灵的意义。
The purpose of this is to allow the people of God, a few thousand years to understand these regulations and then be able to understand the spiritual meaning.
所以我们看到旧约的那些饮食条例，其实到今天来，我们每一样都有属灵的解释，因为真理的圣灵来了。
So all of these regulations of the Old Testament has a spiritual explanation. The Spirit of Truth has come.
可是我们今天也有我们饮食的条例哦，对不对
？But today we also have rules about what we can eat.
所以简单讲啊，祭过偶像的物，还有。关于血的那些产品，没有处理血的那些动物尸体，那个我们不能吃，就只有这两样而已啊。
So there are two main things we cannot eat: things that have been offered to idols and things that have blood in them.
因为如果祭过偶像的物，我们也食用的话，知道却故意去食用，那就是吃神的宴席，尤其吃鬼的宴席，神很讨厌。
God hates it if we eat of the food offered to idols because then we are partaking in the feast of the devil as well as the feast of the Lord.
所以今天饮食上啊，我们几乎被解放了，对不对
？So it seems like we have been freed in the matter of diet.
你看，那些东西不能吃，小弟一样也是吃的蛮胖的。
So these are things that people were not allowed to eat, but I eat of it now, and I have become bigger because of that.
好，那第四项圣经告诉我们怎么样是不圣洁的。
So the fourth thing that is regarded as unholy in the Bible.
我们来看约书亚记二十四章的十九节。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 19.
约书亚记二十四章十九节。
Joshua chapter 24, verse 19.
约书亚对百姓说：“你们不能侍奉耶和华，因为他是圣洁的神，是祭血的神，必不赦免你们的过犯罪恶。”阿们。
But Joshua said to the people, "You are not able to serve the Lord, for He is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions or your sins."
这个代表性的经节，其实在新旧约里面也有很多很多的经节，我们不列了，列一个代表性的就好。
This is also a verse that has been recurrent in the Old and the New Testament.
所以这告诉我们啊，在崇拜跟宗教方面，你要特别的注意。
It tells us that we need to be careful in worship and religion.
这里说神是圣洁的神，强调这一点，然后说他是祭血的神，什么意思呢
？God is a holy God. He is a jealous God. What does this mean?
祭血的神，刚才大家的十九节，再往下看几节就知道，指的是崇拜神以外的任何东西呀。
So if we continue reading, we will realize that it is worshiping anything other than God.
包括外邦人的神明
，including foreign gods。
所以这个第四项主的是跟崇拜方面有关的污秽，神把它当成污秽。
So the fourth kind is talking about filthiness in worship.
我们不做这样事，我们也是圣洁了。
If we don't do this, then we are holy.
好，圣经里面讲的第五样要注意的是什么
？What is the fifth thing we need to pay attention to?
我们请看旧约圣经以斯拉记九章第二节。
Let us turn to Ezra chapter 9.
以斯拉记九章第二节
Verse 2
因他们为自己和儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂而且首领和官长在这世上为罪魁阿们
For they have taken some of their daughters to be wives for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy race has mixed itself with the peoples of the land, and in this faithlessness the hand of the officials and chief men have been foremost.
所以第五件事是婚姻上的。
The fifth is relating to marriage.
不管男跟女啊，跟我们不同信仰、不同教会的人结婚，这在神的眼中，你不要来问传道，传道你觉得怎么样？我的意见不重要，神的眼中看为污秽。
So no matter if it is a man or woman, whoever they choose, whoever it is, if they marry somebody who is from a different denomination or religion, they are regarded as unholy.
很多年轻人看到这里不服。
Many young people will not agree with this.
他们说这是旧约写的啊，我们现在是新约了。
This is the Old Testament. We are in the New Testament time.
结果我们常常说啊，哎，不要嫁娶外邦，又引用信与不信的不能同父一轭。那个不太能够说服人。
And they say that it is unconvincing to talk about not marrying Gentiles by quoting the verse, unbeliever and a believer cannot be equally yoked.
因为有人说传道你怎么常常举信与不信的不能同父一轭？那又不是指婚姻，那可能指工作、指信仰、指生活方面的啊。
So they might say, preacher, you cannot be quoting how an unbeliever and a Gentile, and a believer cannot be equally yoked because it can be talking about their life or their work.
好，那我们现在就来举一个经节，绝对比刚才那一个经节更有说服力。我们来看。
Let us look at another verse that is more convincing.
我们请看哥林多前书七章三十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 39.
哥林多前书七章三十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 7 verse 39.
丈夫活着的时候，妻子是被约束的。丈夫若死了，妻子就可以自由，随意再嫁，只是要嫁这在主里面的人。阿们。
Verse 39, a wife is bound to her husband as long as he lives, but if her husband dies, she is free to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord.
各位，这是新约使徒讲的。
This is in the New Testament, and it was spoken by the apostles.
我们读经有时候，人家会说，传道不对啊。你引的这个经文是在讲那一些啊婚姻有问题的是寡妇那一类的耶。
So some may say, preacher, no, this only refers to those who have problems in their marriage, and it's talking about the widows.
来，各位，你们的头脑都比我好，比我有智慧。我现在讲一下，你们都知道了。
But you are all very wise, so I will make an explanation.
所以使徒会去规定一个再嫁的人要守这个规则，那第一次嫁娶的人更宽松，这样合理吗？
Is it logical that the apostles only place this rule upon those who are remarrying and be more lenient towards those who are marrying for the first time?
圣灵借着使徒在规定，再嫁再娶的都应该要这样了。那你们觉得，第一次嫁娶的人该不该这样？
So the Holy Spirit is telling the apostles to make the command that those who are remarrying must marry in this way. So those who are marrying for the first time, should they not also do this?
我们只能说啊，已经是门徒却不在主内嫁娶的，这个虽然不算是死罪。
So those who are believers but do not marry in the Lord, although this sin is not a sin leading to death.
可是说温和些啊，这是达不到新旧约神原来设定的标准的。
But we know that this is not meeting the requirement that God has, the standard that God has set in the Old Testament and in the New.
也可以说算是严重过犯啦。
So this is a great transgression.
再说的更严一些，你会翻译吗？再说的更严厉一些啦。
So if I am more strict about this,
这是圣经定下来的标准，不这么做已经算是有罪了，虽然不是死罪啊。
Because this is a standard that the Bible has set. If you do not meet this standard, then it is a sin, although it is not a sin leading to death.
小弟也要趁机啊，我再多耽搁你们几分钟，我要讲一个很多人想不通的问题，好不好？我现在临时想到了。
So I'd like to use some time to explain something that many people do not understand.
很多人跟我讲说，传道。在主内联姻，在会堂里面举办婚礼跟祝福，也不保证婚姻幸福啊。
Some people may say that preacher, even if I get married inside the chapel, it does not guarantee that my marriage will be blissful.
对啊，就嫁娶外邦的，后来又带来信主，我们又很虔诚，婚姻步道也不错啊。
I married somebody who was an unbeliever, and I brought them to church, and I have a nice marriage.
我只能告诉各位，你说的对，在会堂里面结婚接受祝福。不保证你以后一定婚姻成功。
And I will agree because if you marry in the chapel, it does not guarantee that you will have a blissful marriage.
可是为什么这样子呢？
What's the reason for this?
因为婚礼只是这个婚姻之道的起头啊，是你们婚姻的第一天而已啊。
Because the wedding ceremony is the first day of the marriage.
那你说那何必在会堂里面呢？为什么要这么重视呢？
Then you may say, then what is so great about getting married in a chapel?
我相信你们有智慧的，我现在做一个比喻。那接受赦罪重生洗礼之后的人，一定保证将来能上天国吗？
So if I make a comparison, are those who are baptized guaranteed in heaven? Guaranteed to enter heaven?
你们不敢摇头啊，我摇啦。
So you may not dare to shake your head, but I will shake my head.
我再问你们一句。
I'll ask another
question. 在这些教会接受过洗礼的人，一定保证上天国吗？
So is somebody who is baptized into True Jesus Church guaranteed to enter heaven?
那所以啊，以此推论，所以洗礼也没用嘛，可以这样讲啊。
So then can you say baptism is ineffective?
因为你们都知道一个道理，洗礼之后还要继续过现在我们讲的圣洁的生活，圣洁之道嘛，对不对？
So it is, so we all know that after baptism we have to pursue to live a holy life.
所以一句经文怎么讲呢？我们得救是不要再翻了，我们得救是本乎恩也。对啊，你们都会背啦，也因着信，就是这样子啊。
We are saved by grace through faith.
我们得救有神的恩典，然后还有我们人的信，就是后来的信仰生活很重要啊。
So we are saved by God's grace as well as the faith and the life of faith that we live.
婚姻也一样啊。
It is the same when it comes to marriage.
神命令我们就是在主内跟主前。
The Lord has commanded us to be married in the Lord before the Lord.
可是你后来婚姻成不成功，当然有很多故事，很多背景，要两个人都遵神的话过日子嘛。
But the days after your wedding, there are many things, many stories, and both parties need to obey God's command.
你这样做以后，你在婚礼当中那些祝福，就会在时候满足的时候，一个一个临到你，甚至你的下一代、下下代、你的后代啊。
Then if you are willing, if you are able to do this, then all of the blessings that were given to you on your wedding day will be fulfilled in your life and in the lives of your next generation.
那比起没有在会堂里面结婚，没有接受祝福，虽然后来神怜悯啊，让有些人全家一起信主啦。
So when we compare it to somebody who did not receive the blessing because they didn't get married in the chapel, but later received the mercy of God and their whole family were able to come to believe.
对啊，虽然他们没有在会堂里面，可是他们损失也很大，你们知道为什么吗？
Although they were not married in the chapel, their loss is quite great.
因为他们好不容易照着圣经的道理，都信主，都遵行婚姻之道， 可是之前没有那些祝福啊，他们亏很大哎。
So it is a great loss that even though they were able to later obey all the commandments in the Bible, they didn't receive the initial blessing.
因为那些祝福没有办法一件一件一件一件的临到他们跟他们后代家族啊。
Because all of the blessings will not be fulfilled in their lives one by one, in their lives as well as in the lives of their next generation.
所以讲这样子大家通吗？你们再回去思考啊。
So, am I getting through to everybody?
什么叫做会堂里面结婚跟祝福好像没有用呢？
So, there is no such thing as it is useless to be married in a chapel.
你这样讲的话，洗礼跟求圣礼也没有用，一样没有，圣经也没有用啦，都没有用啦，因为总是有人读完圣经还是离道的嘛。
Because then, in that case, you will say that baptism and praying for the Holy Spirit is useless because there are people who leave the church, and the truth after all of this.
我就跟你们保证。我跟你们保证，有人洗完你之后，将来会下地狱的啦。
So,
接受本会洗礼之后，将来是会下地狱的。
So I can guarantee that there are those who are baptized but will later go to hell.
我不要问我是谁，那是神自己审判。我知道圣经告诉我一定会有人的。
So do not ask me who it is because it is God who judges, but the Bible says that there will be such people.
审判是从神的家起手，就是从我们开始的了。
The judgment will start from the house of God. It will start from us.
如果全部都会过的话，我们就不用审判，就跳过嘛，去审判那些不信神的人就好了。
So if the fact is that all of us would pass the judgment of God, then we don't even need to be judged, that he can just go judge those who are not in his house.
婚姻的圣洁，我们一定要重视啊。
We need to place emphasis on holiness and marriage.
好，我们接下来看下一个，圣经告诉我们是什么呢？叫做污秽。
Now let us talk about filthiness.
我们来看彼得后书二章十节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 10.
这是什么意思？彼得后书二章十节。
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 10.
那些随肉身重污秽的情欲轻慢主治的人更是如此，他们胆大任性，毁谤在尊位的也不知惧怕。
Verse 10, and especially those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority, bold and willful, they do not tremble as they blaspheme the glorious ones.
好了，这里我们容易把随肉身重污秽的情欲想成跟性有关而已，对不对？
So when we talk about this verse, we might think it is related to sexual matters.
这样想也没有错，但是其实在其他经文直接解出来有更广泛的含义。
That is not wrong, but it also has a broader meaning.
所以肉身肉体，我们生活当中污秽的情欲，包括以弗所书五章五节讲的贪心呢。
So the defiling passions can also refer to greediness that's recorded in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 5.
贪心就跟拜偶像一样啊。
So greediness is like worshipping idols. 来
那个巴兰先知啊，他就是贪心的代表之一啦。
Prophet Balaam was one of those who were greedy.
好啦，有些是贪权跟贪名。
There are those who lust after power or a name for themselves.
什么叫做权？就是我在这一群当中我的影响力有多少人欣赏，有的多少人会听我的话，他很在意这个啊。
So those who care about how much sway they have with a congregation.
所以就会造成罗马书，时间到了我不翻了，罗马书一章二十九节到三十一节那种各种现象，包括增进啊、恶毒啦、啊、相记恨啊等等。
And this can result in what is recorded in Romans chapter 2, about how there is division and jealousy.
这些都是这里所讲的肉身的污秽情欲，这都不圣洁的啊。
These are all the defiling passions and what leads to unholiness.
甚至罗马书一章三十一节说，有这些都不能承受神的国，讲得很严重啊。
And in Romans chapter 1 verse 30 it says that if you have all of these things then you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It is very serious.
我们看圣经里面讲的第七样的负面表列不圣洁是什么？
Now the third thing that we should not do so that we can stay holy.
我们请看以弗所书五章第三节第四节。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书五章三节四节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 3 and 4.
至于淫乱并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可，方和圣徒的体统。第四节。
Four.
淫词妄语和戏笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。阿们。
But sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as it is proper among saints. For let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving.
大家看到第三节，重点啊，在于说连提都不可以。提什么意思啊？
In verse 3 it says it must not be named.
是第四节讲的，你看这三接下来三个话都是在第四节整个是在讲话语，有没有注意到？
Verse 4 is talking about speech.
各种话语。
All kinds of speech.
所以我们除了在行为内心，我们还要重视我们的话语圣不圣洁。我们基督徒应该要这样子。
So we need to place emphasis on what is, other than what we do and what we think, we also have to place emphasis on what we say.
所以你们回去再翻啦、啊、哥罗西书三章八节有一节你们回去再翻哥罗西书三章八节
Colossians chapter 3 verse 8 says
说我们要弃绝一切这一切是最后讲叫做污秽的言语
That we need to put them all away the obscene talk from our mouths
所以什么叫做恶毒的话
Things that are of malice、
哦、那一种出于阴谋的想要让别人受亏损的
slander
或者是毁谤的
and any other words that are rebuking others
反正这一些我们回去再想了、哦、言语要注意
we need to be careful in our speech
好第八方面
number 8
我们来看路加福音11章的41节
let us turn to Luke
啊我看我们直接看罗马书14章的20节好了
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14 verse 20
因为时间超过我们赶快结束罗马书14章20节
Romans chapter 14 verse 20
不可因食物毁坏神的工程凡物固然洁净但有人因食物叫人跌倒就是他的罪了阿们好了这罗马书14章20节的食物啊其实这个食物你可以换成一切的物质
The food that is mentioned here can refer to all matter.
对，它的原文是食物，但是我们在信仰生活当中，其实这两个字可以换成我们生活当中的一切字来代替耶。你有没有发觉
？Original text may refer to food, but we can apply it and say that it can refer to all matters.
也就是不可以因为任何一个一件物件跟什么东西来毁坏神的工程啊
So we cannot destroy the work of God for the sake of anything.
我们也不应该因为我们世界上任何一个物件然后叫别人跌倒这就是罪啦
Nor should we make another stumble by anything in this world. This would be counted as a sin.
这是什么意思呢
What does it mean?
什么是物
What does it matter?
不只是钱啊
It's not only money.
有时候我们跟邻居或其他弟兄姐妹我上次有提到嘛，包括会堂，包括建筑物，包括土地，包括什么什么东西都一样啦。
So it is all the same whether it's the building or the land.
如果我们看得比这些还重要，我们就是分不清楚轻重缓急的侍奉是什么啦。
If we think this is more important, then we do not understand what are the priorities.
特别是很容易因为某一件教会的事工或讨论的主题。
So if there's a particular topic of discussion in the church,
彼此夺取
that we argue over,
彼此相争
fight over,
彼此质疑
and doubt each other,
彼此攻击
for or attack each other,
甚至讲在这世界上的物上面让人家来想到我的名字
or if there is a way that we are trying to leave a name for ourselves.
各位，这是在建什么？你们知道吗？
Do you know what you are building up?
这是在建创世纪11章的巴别塔不过换到现在来而已啊。
You are building up the Tower of Babel.
所以不要任何因为任何一件物不只是食物来毁坏神的工程啊。
So,
神的工程是什么是在座诸位啊是人的心跟灵啊。
Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of anything. And the work of God refers to the heart and the spirit of everybody seated here.
法利赛人在乎这个一直在看外表看物质主耶稣说不对是心是心是心
The Pharisees cared a lot about what is external, but Jesus cared about what is internal.
所以如何在我们生活当中面对一切的物质跟物件我们要分得清楚何为圣洁
So in all that we face in this world, we need to know how to be holy.
好的，那最后一个我们不看啦、啊。主耶稣告诉我们，马可福音七章十八节到二十三节，主耶稣所定义的这些事。
In Mark chapter 7 verse 18 to 23.
这就是圣经当中的分别为圣。
This is to be consecrated according to the Bible.
没有一句可以照着我们自己所推论的。
So we cannot decide based on our own logic.
没有一句是我们自己感受出来的。
This is not something that we feel ourselves.
不管你喜不喜欢。
No matter if we like it or not.
圣洁的道路已经展开在你们的面前了。
The pathway to holiness is before you.
愿我们一起互相带导，走在这圣洁之道上。
May we pray for each other and walk on this path to holiness. 老师。